Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his Ph.D. in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, today we're going to do something a little different. There's so many topics I find myself discussing with people in these 10 to 20 second little blitz that they find fascinating, and I haven't formatted a show like that yet. I've usually taken just one topic and hit it hard for 20, 30 minutes. So what we're going to do today is we're not going to cover one subject. We're going to go and relay a series of like little blurbs, nutritional tidbits. I'm going to do 20 of them, 1 to 2 to 3 lines of functional wisdom, we'll call it, regarding food, because you have to master food. It's why you stay sick. I promise you that. You're getting all the herbs you need. Then I want to make a little announcement about last week that my institute, the Medici Institute for Advanced Nutritional Education, that's on the homepage of the website. You can sign up for it on the website. We signed up 45 people last week, and I know I hit the cord. That's what I planned on, and we did it. So I'm going to start scheduling the first 30, and if you haven't been contacted, you will be. The other 15, I'm going to wait a week or two till we get a second 15. Then I have 60 people. And 2 Sundays every month, I'll take one group of 30, one Sunday every month, the other group one Sunday every month. And we will, over 12 consecutive Sundays, that's what I want you to do, 12 consecutive Sundays, 6 hours each Sunday, we're going to supervise your healing. And I know we can do this if we come together in the true fashion of the healing center, which I don't see in operation today. So this will be a wonderful, wonderful first time for us. Although I've been doing this out of another school for about 15 years already. So my framework is already set and I know this works. It's going to be very new to you though. And again, you can go on the website straighttalk.cc and catch lots more information. For those of you who are Facebooking me with little tidbits of information about what's wrong with the site, please continue to do that. I love to hear it. Just be patient. This is a tremendous amount of work to get a radio show going in 8 weeks and to build out a website, et cetera. You have no idea. Okay, tidbit number one. If you are trying to lose weight, just do 3 things. This is good for about 10 pounds a month. Start your morning instead of the solid foods. Start it with your favorite low glycemic liquid meal. I'm going to suggest 3 to 4 tablespoons of lean body whey with 1 tablespoon of greens mix. Add to that 1 to 2 raw eggs. Blend it and sweeten it with honey or ripe berries. Blend and drink. That's your liquid meal. You've skipped the garbage carbs for breakfast. You're going to feel good about yourself on the way to work. Then at about 10:30, you're going to get into a bad mood and you're going to hate me for suggesting this. And that's when I want you to step up to the plate. Between 10:30 and your lunch, I want you to dig your heels in until you can get to real food. And that's when I want tons of raw fat foods combined with animal protein until you feel stuffed. But you're stuffing yourself now, not on carbs, and you skipped basically the carbs for breakfast, so you're off to a great glycemic start, and that's why you're going to burn fat, my friend. Then at lunch, chew, 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 and chew. Do not scarf it down. Try not to be the one that talks at the lunch meal. You know, you go out with your friends for lunch, you got to gab, you got to gossip and all the stuff, and you're slouching your food down. You just stuff it down and you forget to chew. You don't know what this does, okay? Be the one in the group that keeps their mouth closed. Let everybody else get indigestion. You chew your animal protein until it turns liquid in your mouth, and then you swallow it. Then in the afternoon, after you've digested your lunch, I want you to take a high dose of your favorite fat-burning herb. And we've got lots of them out there in the world, and everybody makes the claim that you'll burn fat much faster. I got to tell you, I don't know about it. But I can tell you that if you're already burning fat and you take these adaptogenic herbs, like our fat stat, for instance, say about 8 capsules in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, that I know will work. I haven't seen anything work with people that claim they just did absolutely nothing. They ate the worst garbage all week long, and lo and behold, miraculously, after a month of their mango food or whatever it was, the weight came off. I don't trust that yet. Correct me if I'm wrong. Blurb me and let me know what your experience is with that, but I haven't seen it. But if you are working in all the fundamentals in the direction of weight loss, and then you bring these herbs in, that's what I see work. So after you have that lunch that you chewed, and chewed, at 3, 4 in the afternoon, bring in about 8 fat stat, and then you cruise into dinner and have yourself what I'm going to call a power salad. Now, I'm going to explain the power salad later. It's not a normal salad. It's not just rabbit food. It's something that'll stick to your ribs, and yet it's going to be really light because that's what you need at night, right? Because at night, your glandular system is not ready to digest. It's ready to store your food as fat. So you want to go real light, and yet you don't want to be hypoglycemic, craving that donut for 10 p.m., all right? So those are my 3 suggestions, unless your glandular system is shot, unless your endocrine system is just collapsed, and that's a whole other show we could do on weight loss. Unless it's just kaput, you'll drop 10 pounds in a month. Tidbit number 2, take a ripe avocado. And I want you to know the difference between a ripe, digestible avocado and a rancid one, or one that's not ripe. And this is going to be a common theme with me on food. I will make the strong, justifiable claim that the reason people have trouble with their digestion, with their weight, with nourishment, with cachexia, with IBS, is because although they eat good foods on paper, like an avocado, the avocado is not up to snuff. Yes, exactly. The topsoil is dwindling. We're producing garbage. And even if it's a good food on paper in your body, it's not the avocado you read about in the textbooks. So you really, really, like a good chef in a great restaurant, you've got to start to get smart like grandma was. Those stories about the old ladies at the vegetable market fighting with each other over the best fruit that one could buy, you bet. It's an intelligence we've lost. I see this all the time. How Whole Foods, and yes, I'm going to go on record saying that the fruit at Whole Foods stinks. It absolutely stinks. Shame on that company for the garbage they put out. I want to applaud that company for the fact that they've spread the word organic food nationally and at some point internationally, but their vegetables and fruits, especially their fruits, are never ripe. And you go into that store and you pay top dollar for their fruit and you walk out thinking you did well for yourself and the fruit's got nothing in it. You see, it's not just organic, it's the fertility of the soil. And the Organic Food Acts across the United States do not guarantee us fertile soil. They guarantee us food that is grown without pesticide and without chemical fertilizer. That's it. And the Organic Food Act in each state is very different. They vary state to state. So you got to learn the difference between a ripe avocado and a rancid one and one that's not ripe. So here's the plan. You go to your local farmer's market, which I think is the only place I find that you can get a truly ripe avocado. You talk to the people at the farmer's market. That's called market gossip. That means you ask somebody where the best Haas avocado, H-A-A-S, that money has to buy. You go to that stand, you bite into that avocado, and when the avocado tastes like fresh, creamy butter, when it just sails up, and please make sure you haven't had a garbage breakfast that day. I want you to do this with a clean palate, or the whole experiment is useless. You get up that morning and you eat right, or you don't eat at all. And when you bite into that Haas avocado, the best in that market, and it just dissolves in your mouth. Buttery and creamy and rich. And you guys that grow them in your yards, you know what I'm talking about that they don't know. You bite into that avocado, and that avocado tastes like heaven. That's the avocado I'm going to talk to you about in a moment. Now, if you want rancid avocado, get that at any one of Los Angeles's fast food chains that offers guacamole. It is almost always rancid garbage, and that's rancid fat. And you've got to get that down, the difference between a fresh, creamy, buttery, grandma's garden fat and the rancid garbage that normally you are eating in restaurants and that you're buying in many of your health food stores. Now, said a mouthful, didn't I? You take this ripe avocado, and then you take raw macadamia nuts, raw cherry tomatoes, some olive oil, and you blend that into a chomper, a Cuisinart, a food processor. Then you take this rich, creamy dressing that you've just created, and you baste it generously on good romaine lettuce. And that's the beginning, my friends, of a power salad. I got to take a break. I'm sorry. Quick break, please. I'll come back, and we'll keep going. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye. Okay, we are back. Tidbit number three. Nuts. Where we're all going, nuts. A blood types will love raw peanut butter. We don't understand why. I can tell you this is true. If you're an A blood type, you're clapping right now. I have no doubt. A bloods love raw peanut butter. Eat it. It's good for you. Not the roasted garbage, raw peanut butter. You know, the peanut's a problem as a raw nut butter, but I know Rossum in Venice, Google that up on Rose and 7th. Rossum's got a whole procedure where they're making a fantastic raw peanut butter. And there are others to follow that. Traditionally, you could get organic peanut butter, but it was all with roasted garbage peanut. But we've now got raw nut peanut butter. If you're an A blood, eat it as much as you want. O bloods will love walnuts. Again, we don't know why, but O bloods love walnuts, and there are theories to explain that that are not necessarily credible, but I can tell you clinically, if you're an O blood, get on the walnut. You'll love it. All nuts must be cracked fresh out of the shell. No one does that. Nobody. I'd say one out of 500 people do that. It makes all the difference. And this is my point, guys. Like the avocado, you got to take that nut and you've got to make sure that nut is beyond organic. You got to make sure that nut just sizzles in your mouth or it doesn't work. You're going to choose the donut if the health food doesn't taste exquisite. And this is where we're missing. I have no doubt this is the case. You see, years ago, it wasn't like that. We had real food. We don't have real food anymore. So even though we want to get healthy, the concentration of flavor is on the side of the toxic junk food. See, that's the trick. That's what us food chemists try to do. We seduce your natural instinct into eating high concentrations of stimulants. Now, we don't have the stimulatory crescendo with health food anymore. In other words, it doesn't do anything because it's flat. That's why you've got to work more intelligently and a little harder to get health food into your body that has real taste. You see, somewhere along the way in the last 30 years in the health food movement, healthy food is synonymous with tasteless food. And I agree. 9 out of 10 of these health food places, their food stinks. I don't like the way it tastes. It's not better than a New York.